Blackstone Audio presents Drury Lane's Last Case by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Prologue. It was a curious beard, an unorthodox beard, almost a humorous beard. Shaped like a Frenchman's spade, it fell in the quaintest wave, rippling from his invisible chin to two prim points below his invisible collar. There was something at once girlish and dignified in its series of perfect ringlets, like the majestic statuary brush of Zeus. But it was not its sharply two-pronged beauty, nor its rhythmic volutions that caught the goggling eye. The true marvel was its colors. It was a veritable Joseph's beard, dappled and pied and streaked like Joseph's coat, glinting in unexpected blacks and blues and greens. Had it faded under a playful sun? Or had its wearer, for some inscrutable purpose of his own, deposited his solemn length on a laboratory table and bathed his remarkable beaver in a pool of chemicals? Such an Olympian beard could have had an origin no less fantastic. This was, one felt, historic hair. A beard for a museum, to be preserved for admiring posterity. Now, Inspector Thumb, lately of the New York Police Department, at present retired and soothing his restless spirit with the balm of private detective agency work, was after 40 years of policing inured against the surprises of mankind. But even he was first horrified and then frankly fascinated.